Hey everybody, this is Ray from Old Time Witch, and this week we're going to talk about something called natural magics. So, magic is all around us if you know where to look, and there are tons of ways that someone can either enhance their own abilities or even perform some form of magic outside their usual skill set by using these natural enhancers. So in this episode, we're going to discuss primarily candle magic, herbal magic, and then after a little break, we're going to start talking about crystal magic. So natural magic can serve many different purposes. So like, let's say you're trying to protect your home from negative energy. And let's say you're not well versed in energy manipulation. So how can you go about creating a ward, or basically a shield, if it's not something you are able to do? This is where the concept of natural magic comes into play. So when it comes to candles, the different colors mean different things. So a short list would be something along these lines, like a white candle is typically used to represent the goddess, the higher self, purity, peace, virginity, and it might even be used to substitute any other color. A black candle is used for binding, shape-shifting, protection, and repelling negative energy. A brown candle is used for special favors to influence friendships. So do be careful how you use that one, please. Silver candles are used to represent the goddess, astral energy, female energy, telepathy, clairvoyance, intuition, and dreams. While purple represents the third eye, psychic ability, hidden knowledge, to influence people in higher places, and spiritual power. While blue represents the element of water, wisdom, protection, calm, good fortune, opening blocked communications, and spiritual inspiration. Green represents the element of earth, physical healing, monetary success, Mother Earth, tree and plant magic, growth, and personal growth. While pink is used for affection, romance, caring, nurturing, and planetary goodwill. And then red is used for the element of fire, passion, strength, fast action, career goals, lust, driving force, survival, and blood of the moon. Orange is for general success, property deals, legal matters, justice, and selling. Copper, or that orangey-brown blend, is for professional growth, business fertility, career maneuvers, passion, and money goals. And gold can be for the god, promote winning, power of male, and happiness. And yellow is the element of air, intelligence, the sun, memory, logical imagination, to accelerate learning, and to break mental blocks. These are only some of the colors, but it's at least a decent start. So if you're trying to create a ward for negative energy, you would use black, silver, purple, or blue candles. But sometimes candles are not feasible. Perhaps the person or place you're trying to protect is not yourself or your own. So now what do? You can make what's called a poultice, or like an herbal sack, that can do so without the use of a candle. So what herbs can you use to make a poultice of protection? A good selection to gain protection would be anise, better known as fennel, basil, bay, meaning laurel leaves, caraway, garlic, mint, and rose. Now, the list of herbs and their magical uses is far too long to list, but with a little research, it can be very easily found. I personally am a fan of Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs, but just know that that is only a starting point. So when you're working with herbs, it's also important to understand the anatomy and treatment of the plant before you use them. Certain plants can be poisonous if swallowed, some plants can only be used in small amounts, and some have to be prepared a certain way. Take, for example, sunflower stalks. When we were kids, we had these big stalks of sunflowers that we used to love to crack them open and eat, but we could only eat the white part on the inside, and that is because the green outside had this material on it that would make us very sick. It wasn't poisonous, but it was going to make us sick. It's a defense mechanism many plants have. All right, so at this point, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about crystal magics. See you then. Welcome back. So this week, we are talking a little bit about natural magics. And so far we've discussed candle magic and herbal magic, otherwise known as green magic or hedge witchery. And now we're going to start talking a little bit about crystal magics. So crystals have a natural magical energy all their own, making them an essential tool for all practitioners. Now, some people like to believe that a finished stone will be less powerful than a raw stone, but that just isn't true. A stone is a stone. It just has to be a real stone and be present. Like most things, the more stones used, the stronger they will be. And they always work better in their pure form, not a hybrid. Like most things in magic, you need to have a goal in mind. Once you have that, the next thing to do is figure out what kind of help you need. Then you just have to choose the correct stone. Sticking with the earlier example of protection, you will need to have a basic comprehension of stones and crystals. Now, that is not to say one needs to be a geologist, but it certainly does help to become familiar with the mediums you use. And be aware that some crystals have multiple uses. Amethyst, for example, is typically used for scrying as it helps with psychic awareness. However, it is also a bit of a power booster and adds additional strength to just about any spell. Citrine cleanses negative energy and promotes honesty and communication. Likewise, it helps with mental focus and mental stimulation. Now, hematite is a staple for all things dealing with protection, grounding, and balancing the mind, body, and spirit. Jade is good for dream magics, interpreting your dreams, confidence, and self-sufficiency. Moonstone is known to draw on the bear's feminine aspects, calmness, and awareness. Obsidian, while having some healing quality, is best used for protection. It can trap negative energy, and it promotes clarity. Now, I would be remiss if I did not mention the fact that quartz comes in many different colors, and each is not without its own purpose and benefit. Clear quartz is used to clear the mind and amplify surrounding crystals. Likewise, it can be used on its own for logic, healing, and meditation. Rose quartz is good for protection, healing, opens the imagination, and promotes love and happiness. It's also important to note that the list that I gave you here is not finite. There's a lot more. There are a lot of different stones, and even some of the stones that I've listed today have different uses than I've mentioned. Don't forget, it's always important, especially in magic, to do your own personal research. Crystal magic sounds a lot more complicated than it actually is, but all you need to do is a little research to make sure you are using the correct stone, and when you are combining them, be aware that combinations can do different things that a single stone may not be able to. Another thing to consider is that some metals affect the power of the stones as well. Copper, for instance, is great for conducting the energy of the stones to help them to better work in tandem. So when making a charm for protection, a good choice of stones would be obsidian, rose quartz, and amethyst. Now the next question becomes, how do we use them? The answer couldn't be simpler. Have them on hand. That's it. If you're casting a circle, line it with the stones. If you want to create a personal bubble, make a necklace or a bracelet and just have them on you. Somebody somewhere decided that magic and witchcraft has to be very complicated and all these procedures, but that's really not the case. Sometimes, especially with natural magics, which is the whole point of them, by the way, all you have to do is use them. It makes everything easier for you. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. Be sure to check out our website and online store at oldtimewitch.com and consider being a patron to help us expand to bigger and better things like new stock, other venues, upcoming shows, things like that. You can check that out at patreon.com/oldtimewitch. Patrons get limited edition items delivered every single month, so don't miss out. Once these products sell out, they're gone. Alright folks, thanks for listening. Keep checking back for new episodes every other Wednesday. My name is Ray, and I'll see you in the next one.